This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, if you've been listening this week, you know that I'm doing something different, something I've only done two or three times in 35 years on the radio, and that is to read or reread the text or part of it each day of the week. I feel it's that strong of a passage. We're going to do that today by reading the last part of the text in Luke 22, beginning at verse 54. It says this, "Then seizing Jesus, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. Peter followed at a distance. But when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, 'This man was with Jesus.' But he denied it. 'Woman, I don't know him,' he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, 'You also are one of them.' 'Man, I am not,' Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, 'Certainly this man was with him, for he's a Galilean.' Peter replied, 'Man, I don't know what you're talking about.' Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord Jesus turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him, 'Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me 3 times. And then listen to this. Then Peter went outside, and he wept bitterly. Let's continue the message.
When verse 62, if we could bring that up, and he went outside and wept bitterly, just as an aside here, that term wept bitterly doesn't mean what you may think it means. You know, to weep in bitterness has a whole different connotation. I found out in this case the word bitterly means to weep convulsively. I don't want anybody to raise hands, but have you ever wept so much that you were shaking, that your whole body was convulsing? That's how Peter wept, as he was just overwhelmed, I think, with feeling of guilt and remorse. Now, I want to talk about recovery here for a few minutes. The most powerful sermon that was ever given in the 6 years that we were in Atlanta was not given by me at the church. It was given by Chuck Colson. Chuck Colson spoke my first year there. There were over 2,000 people packed into that sanctuary to hear Chuck Colson speak. He was related to someone in the community. The long and short of it was he spoke at Mount Carmel to a packed house. And I want to share with you something that Chuck Colson shared. Chuck Colson was the one who worked for President Nixon. He was a Marine. He was an attorney. He was a brilliant man, but he ended up going to prison. And I want you to listen to what he said. "The real legacy of my life was my biggest failure." Never heard anyone say that before. "The real legacy of my life was my biggest failure. I was an ex-convict. My greatest humiliation, being sent to prison, was the beginning of God's greatest use of my life." Listen to that sentence again. "My greatest humiliation, being sent to prison, was the beginning of God's greatest use of my life." Some of you didn't hear that. That's a powerful statement. And you say, what's your point? God, he says, chose the one experience in which I could not glory for his glory. The one thing that he couldn't brag about. The one experience he couldn't hold up and say, look at what I've done, was the most embarrassing, most humiliating experience. And God says, that's what I'm going to use to work in your life for God's glory. And he did. God wants to take whatever you feel has humiliated you and use it for his glory. New thought for somebody today.
Well, I want you to hear the conclusion of this message tomorrow on Cross Hope from Luke 22, where Peter denies that he even knows Jesus 3 times. It speaks to something going on perhaps in your life today. Our website is crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.